welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. So did something weird yesterday.
Uh-oh. This should be good.
Tuesday afternoon, I don't know, after work, I was just perusing around on Facebook, you know, and there's this thing that said they were looking for somebody to take photos.
I was like,
maybe it's, you know, somebody that's like, you know, new at photography, is, you know, needs like models so they could actually like get like a portfolio built up.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, Saturday, you know, meet at Country Heritage Winery, the one that's Lima.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I was like, so they're just gonna, you know, they just need somebody to, you know, practice with, whatever. Nope. Turns out people actually pay to have strangers come and get pictures taken with them by photographers. It's called a stranger photo shoot. It was a little awkward and stuff.
I bet, and
I'm just like, oh, okay.
So you got your photo taken with a total stranger.
Yep.
Did you get paid for that?
No.
So they paid somebody else.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The photographer got paid by the person getting the pictures, like this other stranger.
Why didn't you get paid?
I don't know. Hmm. I feel like I should have now.
You got abused.
Oh, no. No, but it was weird, but it was interesting.
Fun, kind of. Yeah, it was a little fun.
It was a little fun. It was also really warm. And then I had to wait an extra 20 minutes for them to show up because the one person got pulled over.
No. Oh, whoops. I might cut most of this out.
Yep.
Probably. So, we're doing good.
Fantastic.
Fucking 12 minutes of bullshit there.
Us?
I know, right?
It's almost like we're in the same room again.
Crazy. Anyway, so yeah, we are back on Lock and Key.
Yeah, finally.
I feel like
it's been a year.
Well, it has been a year, because you know why? This is going to be, I'm going to call it the beginning of our Halloween episodes. The last episode, so issue 6 that we're covering, if I'm correct, will come out the first Friday of October.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's why I'm calling it our Halloween.
This is our intro to Halloween.
Basically. We got this one, then we've got Grim Fairy Tales, and then finish it up with some more Joe Hill with Basketful Heads. I'm looking forward to reading that again. So we're doing Lock and Key, Crown of Shadows, the third volume in the series. We're covering issues 1-6. They were published by IDW in 2009 and 10. The writer is Joe Hill, art by Gabriel Rodriguez, colors by Jay Photos, and letters by Robbie Robbins. I would suggest that if you haven't read the first two volumes, go and pick those up. Well, read the whole series.
Absolutely.
But also, if you want to check out our previous coverage of those two series, check out episodes...
Oh, you wrote it down.
I did. 64 through 69
nice.
And 187. God damn it. Episodes 187 to 191.
Through 191?
187 through 191.
Oh, 187. Oh, my
God. 197 to 191.
Yeah.
Backwards.
I was like, we're doing these backwards now. All right.
It happens. So let's go ahead and start out this first issue, man. And this picks up, I would say, like, the very next day after the end of Volume 2.
Yes.
Luke.
Yeah.
Dodge, no, Zach.
You call him.
Wait, Luke was the old one. Zach. I'm going to go with his current name, unless, of course, they say Dodge, but they don't really say Dodge a lot.
Not anymore.
Once he became Zach, he's kind of got rid of the Dodge moniker.
Yeah.
We won't get that again until probably
the next set, I think.
Maybe Keys to the Kingdom, but more than likely Clockwork, and definitely Alpha and Omega when he's in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyways. Let's not,
foreshadowing for people who haven't read this.
Foreshadowing.
Shadows.
The Crown of Shadows.
Speaking of Shadows, so yeah, this picks up right after the end of what was the second volume called? Head Games. There we go.
Head Games, yeah.
So it takes place right after Head Games. And at the end of Head Games, Zack kind of erased, well, not kind of, he did erase Duncan's mind.
Yep.
And almost killed Brian. He scared Brian and he ran out and got hit by a car.
Got hit by a car full of bigots.
Yep. So this picks up, I want to say the day after, because we've got Nina waking up Tyler, and
well, we should probably point out first. Okay.
Nina waking up Tyler, telling him that Brian was in an accident and that she's got to go to Princeton Town. While Tyler's asleep, we get Zach's shadow through the door doorway, coming onto the wall, and then we get Nina coming up with a wine bottle that apparently is not shadow-ific.
Yeah, well, maybe it's one of those see-through bottles. Like, it's a clear bottle of...
Oh, no, it's a green bottle,
oh, it
yes.
is a green bottle. So but the shadow shouldn't have shown through it. But anyways...
That's what I'm saying. Like, it should have been a shadow.
Yeah.
That's pointed out.
Maybe they're just trying to point out that, she's a...
alcoholic. Yeah. But she walks in and is still drinking the bottle.
And
straight
the
from the
glass,
bottle.
And the wine glass she's holding in her hand is clean.
Yeah. I mean, she is diving deep into alcoholism.
Yeah.
In this one, we see it hard, man. But she, I mean, again, she had a shit ton happen to her. Her husband died. She got raped. Her kids are hating her.
Well, and her kids, got beaten. And then the same person
yes.
that killed her husband came back to try to finish the job with the kids and her, brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And
it's she's having a giant mess.
And she found out that she looks like her husband's best friend as a girl. No, wait. She doesn't know that part.
No. Yeah. But we do, as Tyler is trying to take her back to her room to go to sleep, I guess, get some sleep, we see Zach creeping throughout Key House. Nick was going to be here today. He couldn't make it, but he did want to, he pointed out something to me about the shirt that Zach is wearing. It is a Pac-Man blue ghost shirt. I think I can't remember what blue.
Well, it's blue on this one. And it's green in that one.
Very true. Same. I don't know why it changed like that, but I can't remember the name of that.
Foreshadowing to the blue and green ghosts.
I doubt it. So, one thing I did say to Nick was that there's so few mistakes that we have caught in this series so far. Like, the wine bottle, I don't know if that's a mistake or if that was meant to be that way. This coloring, don't know if that's a mistake or if it's meant to be that way. But we saw the coloring of the mirror and the in the first volume.
And then the shadow crown thing in
Well, that's more of a printing thing, I think.
No, because it was in one of them and then taken out of the other one.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know why... That's more of a... Somebody clicked the wrong button on the program, the PDF, and erased it. And when they just sent that to the printer. Like, that is a simple mistake that... I'm talking... Like, this is a coloring mistake that I don't know why it's there.
Because it's foreshadowing.
I don't think it is. Well, why would his shirt change?
Because look, when we go to the next page,
yes,
I've got a blue ghost and a green ghost.
Yeah, no, I get that. Anyway, so Zach is going to the ghost.
Or it could have also been green right here, or blue right here because he was in the shadows, and then he opens up the door and it's green. Because then it's still green when he keels over right here.
That's a good point. That's probably a better possibility. Maybe it glows in the dark. yeah, so he's going to the ghost door. He wants to go talk to Sam. If you all remember, he killed Sam, broke his neck at the end of the first one,
and
first volume, and then threw him out the ghost door.
Yeah.
And so Sam became a ghost, and now has been haunting Key House ever since. And there was a moment where Nina states the shadows moving. Nina had stated that she thought Tyler was awake, which is why that she went to him. And he said, not me. Must have been one of the ghosts. And she's like, don't joke. Sometimes I swear the shadows in this house move around on their own. you know, another play at the Shadow. Yeah. So that is obviously with Sam being in the house and Luke, or sorry, Zach having access to all the keys now. Yeah, so he goes through and we see this creature.
This thing.
Attached to his spine. It's not, it's like a bunch of eyeballs. It's like a bunch of
eyes, yeah. It's just, and it runs right down his spine and it's almost key-shaped.
Yes. I think even Sam, when he goes to, when Zach goes to Sam, mentions, he asks what that creature is that's on his back. And Zach says it's a kind of a key. It's the key to unlock perfect happiness. Which, I mean, it's not. We know what it is, and we'll get some indication later on. Like, later on other books.
Later.
Like, long later. Like, a couple years from now.
Yeah.
When we finally cover it. But basically, Zach is trying to find out if Sam knows where the Omega
key is. Yes. Yeah. And Sam's basically like, fuck you, dude. I'm not doing anything for you. You were literally supposed to, you know, be my friend, be there for me. And you just fucking killed me and left me here without a body. What the fuck, dude?
About as close as I can get for it.
and Zach's like, oh, no. And he, by the way, he has taken his female form in spirit.
Yes, I saw. He did that for the one time. I think, like, just
would
to
you
try
prefer and to have me this way, baby? Yeah. And then he's like, fuck you. And he's like, oh, you know, we don't have genitals as spirits.
Sam does ask if he was ever really his friend. And Zach's like, I was your only friend.
Oh, he like, goes into a whole, like, tirade about, like, how nobody else was there for you, and I was there, and I was the one that made you, you know.
What was it? Oh, because, yeah, Sam says, you know, you used me. And Zach's like, no, I didn't use you, Sam. That's unfair. Like, I was your only friend. I was able to reach out to you because your soul... was empty, and I can speak into those. My echo can speak into those empty spaces. So that's how he was able to. For Sam to actually see him or her,
talk to her,
yeah,
communicate.
Communicate's the best one. So we do get an awesome, like, ghost battle. Sam goes very ash. Yeah, he gets the chainsaw arm hand and starts to attack Zach, but Zach, being a fencing master, like, pulls out a fencing sword. Well, sword. It really is like a sharp fencing sword.
Yeah.
And then starts, like, just attacking and slicing up Sam. The interesting thing is, the scars that Sam gets, like, he gets one across the, like, the bridge of his nose, one down, like, his left eye. And I think there's another one later. He gets another one later on. Of like a hatchet into his side of his head, those stay. Like, we next time we see him in the next book, he still has those scars.
Oh yeah, because they're actually destroying his spirit,
which is interesting. Especially later on in this issue when Zach ends up chopping off the hand of Sam, he just puts it back on. I don't recall seeing that, like, a stitches on that.
But
at the next time we see him, he's actually in, like, a military, I'm using air quotes, military garb. So you'll see in the next issue, next volume when we get there. But yeah, so they're Sam wants a body. He wants Zach's body.
Yeah, he's like, you're popular at school. Everybody likes you.
Kinsey, you're dating Kinsey, who's hot.
Which is so creepy.
When you think about it, yes.
I mean, the Zach thing. Like, Sam,
when you think about it, yes.
Yeah. Like, Sam, I can understand because he's still a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, he's Tyler's age, so he's, what, 2 years older than Kinsey?
Yeah.
So, like, that's understandable, but, like...
But the Echo... This is getting into spoiler territory. The Echo technically is that same age. It's been around for a long time, yes, but the Echoes don't age.
Fair enough. Ish.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyways.
So
turn into a girl for the dad, might as well be a boy for the daughter, I guess. I don't know.
Dude, I will.
Okay, after watching the show, and if you guys have not watched the Lock and Key show, please go. It's really good.
Hashtag spoiler alert.
Hashtag spoiler alert. Having Dodge show up and get it on with Tyler, and then we find out what's going on with Gabe.
Yeah.
Which, good on that part. Like, I did not see that coming until they revealed it. Like, fuck, dude, that's amazing.
Anywho, so they're fighting as spirits, and then they both, Sam, like, disappears right in front of Zach, and he's like, oh, fuck. And he knows what he's doing, so they're both diving for the body, and they both go in through the door at the same time.
Yep.
And
we get another fight in Zach's body.
It's fucking hilarious. Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
That's basically what it comes out to be. So Zach has been wearing a pouch, the pouch that Ellie gave him that had the key, the wellhouse key, and the, where was the other key? I can't remember what the other key was. The gender key.
Yes, that was the gender key.
So she had put those after Echo Zach had given tiny Echo. Well, I don't want to say Zach, Wellhouse Lady, whatever the fuck it is, Luke, put those in their hand. She put them in the pouch, gave the pouch to Zach. Now Zach is wearing that pouch around his neck. And as these two are fighting in Zach's body, Sam is using that neck to try and choke out Zach, while Zach is trying to stop himself.
Smashes his head into the ground, or into the wall. I can't tell which one it is.
I believe it's the wall. I will also point out, as they're fighting, Zach is talking, but we're getting dialogue from both Zach, well, from Zach, from Sam, and from Luke.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting. Very interesting to see. That's one of those things where the more you read the series, the more you'll catch it. But yes, they're slamming each other, like
into the walls, into the floor, choking each other, gouging each other's eyes, raking their faces.
But one of the thumps gets Nina's attention, and so she wakes up and she grabs a leather opener and, you know, her crutch, and is gonna start heading downstairs. Zach is able to reach back through the ghost door, and they both come popping out again.
And I like this part right here where he's got the noose hand already wrapped around the spirit neck of Zach.
Yep.
And then he uses shears to cut through his arm.
Yep. And this is what I was saying. When the arm gets cut, he just grabs it, throws it back on. We see it stitched up here as he's fading away, but I'll have to go on the next and check it out. But this is where we get interesting dialogue. Zach is like getting ready to basically demeanor Sam again, because that's all has ever known. And Sam's just laughing. And Zach's like, what are you laughing about? And he's like, I know exactly who I am. Always have. Crazy Sam. Bad Sam. Ugly Sam. I am Sam. Sam I am. Which is more than I can say for you. You don't know what you are. You think you're a boy named Zach Wells. Or maybe you think Dodge is your real name. I don't know. You think you're someone who matters. But you aren't anything. That thing in your back makes your choices for you. You feel what it wants you to feel. You know what it wants you to know. That's right, isn't it? I saw it when our souls were tangled up in that together inside your body. I saw it all. I was angry about the way you used me, but what you did to me is nothing compared to what that's doing to you. And I used to think I was pitiful. Yeah, it's like he just gave out more information that whatever this thing is, this creature, is so powerful. To the fact that
Zach doesn't even notice that it's controlling him.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's what they say, you feel what it wants you to feel. We'll touch on that in two volumes from now when they actually start investigating. But that is crazy.
Yeah.
So Zach goes back through the door. Sam disappears for now. But Zach, he's in a bit of a rush because he hears Nina. Nina's checking things out. And so he has to rush and grab everything, grab the Anywhere key to get out of there. And it was one of those, as soon as Nina is opening the door, Zach is from the other side. So they open it in opposite directions, which is kind of fun. I also want to point out, and I know this is nitpicking, but like she opens the door with her left hand. She's got the crutch on the right with the leather opener. And then as soon as she walks through, the leather opener is in her left hand. I'm assuming it's just a quick little
switch over.
Yeah, but
she's got quick draw.
Exactly. But what ends up happening in Zach's rush to leave, he left the well house key.
And this is important.
This is very important. Because Nina finds it.
Yeah.
And I also love this. I don't know if you saw, but on the books were all basically like the credits is basically the book's title. Like they do a wonderful job. That is awesome. That stuff. But yeah, that's how we end this first issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this lock and key story.